thy life, not in zeal for religion and excellence.
That's simple. Okay. First of all, if I hadn't read, I wouldn't do this. But I'm not the problem. The problem are these people. Look at them. They repeat whatever they hear. They do whatever this is. You know what? If I come here and my prophecy will be about, listen, if you follow me, you have unlimited sex and money. Dude, all follow me. But if you bring to them the message of God, which is that sweet and lovely, they will hate you and they try to kill you. This is the problem. The problem of prophecy is not the prophet. The followers, what they do. At the beginning I said these followers are picking up the words, the sentences, the paragraph, especially to somehow make an excuse for their violence. Don't they? They are all violent, killing each other in the name of God. Why? The money, the profit is there. That's where it is. Yes.
The reason why the vulgar are in enmity with and live in estrangement from the saints of God who call them unto God and the water of life everlasting.
See here, we need a new paragraph to explain why this is the story of a fellow who claimed to be the prophet, right? There you say, this is the story of these people, the subject of the prophecy. Let's talk about them to understand them. Why? Why?
You need to.
Are you a prophet? You're here to know yourself, right? This is what you are. If you are not a prophet, you are a follower. So how are you? That's the subject. You should understand this, because these are one. That unification we're talking about here, understand that unification. Yes.
Nay, but on account of their seed, the house and goods, it is bitter to them to hear this exposition.
Okay. Needs translation, I'm sorry. No way to translate it. Here Rumi will do that tricky stuff that I told you about. That fellow who was after the Shams was illiterate. So he will mispronounce the words. Rumi insists to bring that mispronunciation here. Is chafsidegi. The word is chasbidan, but illiterate will say chafsidan. Rumi here will say, but because of that chafsidan. And why is he doing it? Because he wants to say, these people, they are stuck to what they have and their property. They are so silly, stuffed to this, that whatever you're talking about the goodness, they don't like it. Because their interest is in their belongings. And that belonging is that stupid belonging which is chafsidan to Hanuman, not chasbidan. Yes.
A rag is stuck fast upon the donkey's sore. When you wish to tear it off bit by bit, the donkey, because of the pain, will certainly kick. Happy the man who abstained from him. Especially 50 sores, and a soaked rag stuck on the top of them in every case. House and goods are like the rag, and this greed is the sore. the greater the greed, the greater the sore. The wilderness alone is the house and goods of the owl. He will not listen to descriptions of Baghdad and Tabaz.
So what? Okay, the subject is what? Is it? You know what's the problem of the people, the normal people? They are only interested in their own personal interest. Out of that is not the subject for them. The only thing that they are stuck to is what they have. They don't want to change. They don't want it to move. This is what it is. The idea of power which goes with the enrichment, being rich. Yes. And he's, when he arrived at this, they said, oh, wait a minute. You're talking about, because I said, if there is something which is stuck here, you take it, you pull the skin and stuff. Wait a minute, let me explain to you what I'm talking about. I'm talking about this greed of the human being, which is problem maker, which is creating the troubles. It comes from inside. We talked about it, right? All the problems I have, I will create, really. Yes?
If a royal falcon come from the road and bring to these owls 100 reports of the king, a full report of the imperial city and the orchards and the rivers, then 100 enemies will jeer at him, saying, what has the falcon brought? An old story. He is weaving words of vanity and idle brag. They are old and rotten under everlasting. Otherwise, that breath makes the old new.
Yeah, that's simple explanation. See? Okay, this is like, again, let's go about thinking. There are two kinds of thinking. What is this animal which is hanging in the ceiling of the cave and is hunting for itself? The other one is that, remember the falcon we talked about, that is hunting for the king. Means they are thought that the subject is your soul. And they are thought about the simple living subjects. These are not the same. If that owl comes and explains to these birds that, listen, this is not the life. Come to the garden of the king. Everything is good and all right over there. So nobody will listen. They will say, get out of here. Ah, that old story again and again. We hear that story. We don't know. So these are those silly animals. If they were a little bit more clever, right away they will change it. Because when they say the falcon is here and explaining to you that your way is wrong, so change your way. But they don't. Yes.
It gives life to the old dead. It gives the crown of reason and the light of faith. Do not steal thy heart away from the spirit bestowing heart ravisher, for he will mount thee on the back of wrath. Do not steal thy head away from the crown-giving one whose head is exalted, for he will untie 100 knots from the foot of thy heart. Whom shall I tell? Where in the village is any living one? Where is any one?
Explanation, what's going on? Who is talking? Suddenly, everybody is aside, Rumi is in. Rumi is talking to you. He says, listen, when there is this stuff, that silly fellow who comes to steal your heart, don't run away, because he will steal your heart, then he will put you on the top of that horse that will take you to heaven. This is what it is. Yes. the prophecy, the prophets will come and will change everything, will ruin your routine, but they give you something better. And who am I talking to? Because I'm talking to the villagers that they don't have the water of life, so they don't listen to me. This is what happens. The prophet will come and we give the message, but the people around, they don't get that one. Here, Rumi will say, listen, listen to them. They are here to change you. Yes, they take away something from you. They want to put aside your big ego. But with that, they are going to give you the freedom of the soul. That's what's happening. Yes.
Whom shall I tell? Where in the village is any living one? Where is anyone that runs towards the water of life? Thou art fleeing from love because of a single humiliation. What dost thou know of love except the name? Love hath 100 disdains and prides. Love is gained by means of 100 blandishments.
Look at you. You want to buy the best stuff, the cheapest price, just like that? It doesn't happen. With a little bit problem, you're running away from love. Listen, love is full of these games. Love is different. Love is not something that logically you relate to. It's beyond the logic. It's different. And it comes with so many tender corners. The little stuff, the details, and all of that. Yes.
Since love is loyal, it purchases him that is loyal. It does not look at a disloyal comrade.
Aha. Okay, let's go back. What was the subject? The subject was that a prophet is bringing you a message and you are doing all the silly stuff. He said, aha. Let me tell you. One of the special stuff which is included in love is what? Is loyalty. Could you explain love without loyalty? Because love starts with my loyalty to my beloved. Say, hey, love is what we are looking for, right? At the end of the day, we are looking for love. Love is loyal, and he is buying the loyalty. If you are not loyal, love doesn't look at you even. This is it. This, let's do it, maybe yes, maybe no, let's try it, and all these stuff, they don't happen here. It's a magical stuff here. So, you want, do you remember we said, you want to hunt the love? You cannot do, because love is a very good hunter itself. So, you should put aside all your tricks and try to become better and worthy, then the love will hunt you. Here he comes back to that and said, if you have the loyalty, yes, love will come to you. If you don't have the loyalty, love doesn't come to you. That's simple. Yes.
Man resembles a tree, and the root is the covenant. The root must be cherished with all one's might. A corrupt covenant is a rotten root and is cut off of fruit and grace. Although the boughs and leaves of the date palm are green, greenness is no benefit with corruption of the root.
This is in the time of Rumi, of course. your time